Chilean novelist Alberto Fuguet has been called the Eminem of Latin American literature. He's called for a new approach to Latin fiction, breaking away from the tradition of writers such as Gabriel García Márquez. Mr. Fuguet puts his theory into practice in a new novel called The Movies of My Life. The book tells the story of one man's youth on two continents through the memories evoked by popular films. Tom Vitale has the story.
Alberto Fuguet is the founder of a literary movement called Macondo that calls for an end to magic realism, novels and stories that incorporate supernatural elements along with political history. Fuguet says the name Macondo is a satirical reference to the town in 100 Years of Solitude, the 1970 García Márquez novel that epitomizes magic realism.
When I read 100 Years of Solitude, I enjoyed it, I laughed, I was, you know, marveled, but I never thought it was about me. It wasn't about my experience, which it doesn't have to. I mean, not all the books you read have to touch you close to the heart. But I began to get amazed when I traveled abroad and people expected that I had to be a magical realist character. You know, they thought my life was that my grandmother, you know, flew. When my grandmother, you know, she only takes taxis. I don't live in a magical realist world, you know. I would love to, but I don't.
The 39-year-old Fuguet says the world he lives in is the world he writes about, urban Latin America, a world of condos, cable TV, and McDonald's, a world rife with American pop culture. Fuguet's new novel, The Movies of My Life, is about Bertrand Soler, a Chilean seismologist who lectures about earthquakes around the world. On a layover in Los Angeles, he wanders into a DVD store where the movie titles in the racks release a floodgate of memories.
Mrs. Jumbo. I hope she's in. Someone to see ya.
In the novel, one of Soler's earliest memories is seeing the Disney classic Dumbo as a 4-year-old with his mother.
The scene where they take Dumbo's mother away from him and he sees her in a cage changed me, terrified me, paralyzed me. She wraps her trunk around him and sings a song like a lullaby, Baby Mine. Their huge, round eyes running over with tears because they love each other so much, because they have, an unbreakable bond between them. And I couldn't take it. I started to cry out of fear, bawling out of panic, because the idea that someone would take away my mother, or that she would abandon me in this theater, or Inglewood, or any other place, was unendurable.
Fuguet's novel includes a list of 50 movies and the memories they evoke. By writing about a Chilean boy's youth through the scrim of Hollywood films, Fuguet flaunts the conventions of Latin American fiction.
He is basically the agitator.
Edmundo Paz Soldan is a 36-year-old Bolivian novelist whose work was included in an anthology edited by Fuguet 7 years ago called Macondo. The book featured 17 young writers from across Latin America, and, says Soldan, the critics attacked it.
Critics from an older generation said that we were these alienated kids sold out to American popular culture. But the thing is, you know, for me it's more like a sociologist should do a study, you know, when, for example, what happens when a Bolivian meets a Mexican or an Ecuadorian, instead of talking about, you know, they are trying to find the lingua franca, they are starting to talk about the X-Files or the Simpsons. So we represent that reality.
Edmundo Paz Soldan, who teaches Hispanic literature at Cornell University, says Fuguet's new novel is even more controversial for its political perspective. Like the narrator of his novel, Alberto Fuguet was born in Chile, moved to Los Angeles as an infant, then returned to Santiago 10 years later. His family returned only after General Augusto Pinochet seized control of the country from the president Salvador Allende in a military coup.
It takes a look at these traumatic years of the Pinochet dictatorship in the 70s and early 80s, but it's not from the PC point of view of, you know, somebody who opposes Pinochet. Basically, the family in the novel is totally supportive of the Pinochet dictatorship. And this is something that Latin Americans are having a hard time acknowledging, that the dictatorships in the 70s and the 80s, in order for them to take place and flourish, they happened because they also had a strong support from the middle class in Latin America.
The novel recalls the Pinochet era through movies that suggest the life of the country as well as that of the narrator. Fugit says he selected the list of films from his own memories with a little help from Amazon.com.
Amazon helped me. And Amazon, you can go like 1971, 1972 and see thousands and thousands of lists. But at the end, I chose movies that in a way also told a story, a parallel story, that the movie like Soylent Green.
Listen to me, Hatcher. You got to tell them Soylent Green is people. We've got to stop them somehow.
And Soylent Green, which is a movie which is about, you know, how the government disappears people to make them into food, was the movie that was playing when, you know, when the coup came. And it was like, and so it's amazing. And think that, you know, as a writer, I couldn't believe in what I was reading in the newspaper. The title in Spanish of that movie is called When Destiny Finally Reaches Us. It was all there in the theater and nobody knew what was going to happen.
Almost all the movies in the novel are American-made, with a predominance of Disney classics and Steve McQueen action flicks. But Fugit says to him, those are Chilean films.
And I never find them American. We always felt that they were local movies, you know. When I ever see a piece of Soylent Green or whatever, or Towering Inferno in a hotel in the U.S., I think about Chile. But I guess, yeah, you could say American, you know, colonized us. But I think they didn't win it. I mean, I have no problem with it because I don't think you lose your identity. You make a new one.
Alberto Fugit says his only mission as a writer is to provoke readers to think about their own lives. His new novel is called The Movies of My Life. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.